God starts the Hebrew nation. God was about to reveal himself to one man and start the Hebrew nation, whose people would be known as the chosen people. A man by the name of Abram, his wife Sarai, and his nephew lived in a land called Haran. They were brought there by Abram's father Terah a number of years before. According to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, when Abram was 75 years old, the Lord spoke to him and said, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." Abram took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all their possessions, and the servants they had acquired in Haran, and traveled to the land of Canaan, to the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Abram built an altar to the Lord, who appeared to him there and told him he would give his offspring much land. Abram also built an altar in the hills of Bethel, then journeyed to the land of Canaan, where the Lord assured him in a vision that this was the land his offspring would inherit. After entering Canaan, Abram went through a period of wandering that lasted about 10 years. He journeyed to Shechem, Bethel, and Negev, which is the desert area south of Judea. During a time of famine, Abram journeyed to Egypt, where there was no famine for a while. During the years of wandering, Abram made many friends with Amoritish chieftains and kings and made some enemies, including the Pharaoh of Egypt, who feared for his own life, when God gave him a warning not to take Abram's wife, who he thought was Abram's sister, for one of his own wives. Pharaoh invited Abram, his wife, and all of the people who were with him to leave Egypt unharmed. Abram and his nephew Lot separated because their herdsmen were constantly quarreling. Lot chose the fertile plain of the Jordan, and Abram lived among the oak groves in the hills of Hebron. Many different tribes of people inhabited the land that God spoke of, and Abram must have wondered what God was going to do with all the people who were there now. God reassured Abram, saying, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, Egypt, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out, led by Moses, with great possessions. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, "To your descendants I give this land, from the rivers of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenzanites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites." After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." But Abram said, "O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up to the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Please notice this. God considered Abram righteous because he believed. More information can be found in Genesis chapter 12 through chapter 13.